Do you sit in a chair all day for work? Or maybe you have a standing desk, so you spend most of the time standing? Well, I tried doing that as well. For some time, I had a standing desk that I built together out of parts I got from IKEA from a blog that I saw, about 90 bucks. Do it yourself, very easy, and for the first couple weeks, I loved it. My back felt better immediately. But over time, I realized that standing for 7, 8, 9 hours a day probably wasn't the best thing for me either. I'm 6'4", 235 pounds, so I have a lot of pressure and weight to be putting against my spine all day. With that in mind, I picked up a very nice ergonomic chair, went back to a sitting desk, and I started to sit for a while. The problem there was I was again compressing the back of my spine, so after a while, it really started to give me pain again. I wanted to find the best of both worlds, so I found a great article on Wirecutter that suggested picking up a motorized desk. So now, throughout the day, I can go between sitting and standing, and already my back feels better. So with that in mind, I wanted to put this video together to show you how perhaps you can consider something similar. And I wanted to put the desk together, show you how it was done, and how you can do proper cable management. So with that in mind, come join me. Just because you have a motorized desk doesn't mean you're not gonna be sitting. You'll probably be spending half the time sitting, the other half standing. With that in mind, you're gonna need a nice chair. I was really surprised to see how much ergonomic chairs, those are chairs that are essentially beneficial to your body, your back, your spine, your legs. I was surprised to see exactly how much those things cost. I did a lot of research and I saw that some people were paying $600, $700, $800, $900 for these things, and I thought, this is absolutely crazy. But after buying some very cheap chairs that didn't quite do it for me, I realized there really was value in forking over the extra cash and getting something nice. So with that in mind, I picked up this from my local ergonomic store. You can either support your own local stores or perhaps find something on Amazon, but I will tell you, they're worth every penny. So in this particular case, I had additional leather seating or padding put on here. Again, very large fellow, so extended period of time, this is gonna really help out my backside. These armrests go up and down. They can swivel in and out. Right here, I have an additional headrest. It's not really so much for my head, but really my neck kind of rests among this, and I have my head sitting on top there. Furthermore, this is the bread and butter of it. I have this little back adjuster that I send up and down throughout the day so that I can help how my back is feeling. I have different areas to support. This headrest moves up as well. I can kind of scoot this back and forth, in and out. Again, I'm a very tall person, so something like this, I needed a tall back. And I've had this for about 4 or 5 months now, and it's worked out spectacularly. So I won't give you a specific chair recommendation, but I will tell you that the cost of the ergonomic chairs are well worth it. Well, now that you've got a motorized desk, you need to put a lot of items on it. And that's what I wanted to kind of showcase here, is exactly how much that I have on this desk, to be exact. So I've got an Xbox dev kit, a whole bunch of books to prop up the height so it's at a proper size for me. I've got two monitors, plus another laptop right here, speakers, I have a keyboard, several mice, an arm stands, and also a very heavy microphone. And all this works absolutely flawlessly with everything that I have here. So I was a bit surprised to see that the motor can actually hold up pretty well. The desk material itself, this is from IKEA. I picked this up yesterday. It was about $30. I think it was about 59 inches long. The desk itself is pretty solid. Again, I can attach just about anything to it, and it's worked out pretty well. I had a smaller one that I used for about the last 6 months, and it was fantastic. So in my case, I bought the frame, which is about $500, and I wound up getting the desk top, which is about $300. And I just want to, again, give you a sense for exactly how much this thing can hold and not have any issues. And now for the frame itself. I'll get to the wiring in just a moment and why some of it still looks a bit sloppy. So the frame was actually very heavy and a bit of work to put together. Comes with several screws. You might need two people to help you put this together, but again, the frame comes down, screws into the bottom of the wood there. Has a very solid base, so even with all that stuff up there and at nearly the top height, I have very little wiggle with this, which I was surprised to find as well. There's actually a motor beneath this. You can see the motor mounted right over there, and the motor powers either side of the frame and also has a controller back here. So it's running cable right in here to this little controller. And with this controller, I actually have presets. So, give me a second to focus here. It's on a plane nice. So with this controller, I have one for my tallest setting, two for some of my sitting settings. I can either hold this and the desk will gradually go down, or I can hit one of these settings and it'll go up. To a pre-configured height. Again, I can hit back down, go to two, and now it's at a seating position, or will be shortly. You just slide my desk over and I'm good to go. I'll go into all the wiring in just a moment too, but I kind of want to just highlight the desk itself for a moment. Now with that in mind, my chair comes over and I fit wonderfully. So now that we're beneath the desk, let's go over to how I have all this wired together. So some of it still kind of looks funky. I mean, you can see I have two power boxes still hanging here. These were actually hanging up yesterday, but the support I had for them wasn't quite strong enough. So I went out, bought some Velcro, should arrive today or tomorrow from Amazon. And this way I can again stick these up here. So I have several things mounted, but what I want to highlight is I can keep the battery for my monitor mounted up here. And again, this cable is kind of tucked away, so you never see that. Same thing with this. This actually has a little sticky end, and the other end of it is really for cable management. It's a little cable tie, so I can stick it to the top here, and now you never see that either. So this was for one of the larger monitors, and this is for my little DynaDock, my laptop dock. So same thing. I had this one up there yesterday, but came down, so I'm waiting for the Velcro to arrive to be a little thicker. Additionally, I have a little power strip up here. So when I had just a sitting desk, this was actually down there on the floor, but I wanted as few wires as possible coming down here. So all in all, when these are back up tomorrow, I'm only gonna have one, two, three large threads of cables coming down, because I keep a lot of the saved up here by actually mounting a power wand up here, and now my monitors and everything else, my dev kits that have to get plugged in, can all get wired right through there. So you can get several pieces to help you make this easier, a lot of cable management tools. This right here is really just a sheath. It's kind of like a very thin nylon that allows you to wrap several cables together. So it's opened right here in the middle. What I can do is put several cables in there together, wire them in line, and then I have these little plastic ties, look like this. Again, Velcro. I can wrap it around, and now I've just got one long thin piece of sheath, when in reality there's probably about five or six cables running through here. Same thing for this, and again, down there. So if I had some more time, perhaps I can make it a little bit cleaner, but the issue for me is that I'm constantly adding and removing items here, so I don't really have the most permanent solution at all times. But I will tell you, it's well worth the time and investment to make your cables right. You'll have far fewer electrical issues down the road. It'll be easier for you to add items in the future. And best of all, when people come in to see your office, you're gonna look a lot more professional. All right, the final thing I wanna show you here is the standing mat. So this is crucial when you're gonna be standing on your feet all day. I have hard tile floors. What this does is add a thin rubber mat to separate my feet from the tile floor. It may not seem like a lot, but after a while, this will absolutely save your back and save your legs. Without this, I felt like I was running a marathon every day. Even better, you can see it's starting to get torn up in other areas, and that's because I will often have my chair come over here, rest some of the wheels on it to stop it from sliding out from beneath me throughout the day. So really, this serves two purposes. This was about $25, maybe $30 on Amazon. I got it some time ago. It's been holding up fantastically well. So I suggest you get one yourself too. So hopefully you've learned a little bit about motorized desks today. I know that I did a lot in the last week. It was a very fun project to put together. It took me about 4 hours to rewire everything, build the desk. You're definitely gonna need some kind of, we'll say hardware skills for this. You need probably a screwdriver to drill in some of the holes, maybe a measuring tape to find out if your table desk or top is gonna be long enough for you. But overall, I'm completely satisfied with it, and I would definitely suggest doing something like this in the future. If there was something I missed, or perhaps you know of a better tool, maybe a better way of managing these cables, let me know, and I'd love to better understand that. But in the meantime, I've got some work to do, so if you don't mind,